Today from the Ohio Newsroom, shorter winters on the Great Lakes. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Winters on the Great Lakes are shrinking. In fact, since the 90s, they've lost on average 2 weeks of winter every decade. That's about 1.5 fewer days each year with ice cover or with surface water temperatures below 36 degrees. This is according to a recent study published in the Environmental Research Letters. Eric Anderson is an associate professor with the Colorado School of Mines and one of the study's co-authors. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, Eric, I imagine there are quite a few people who live near the Great Lakes who wouldn't mind a shorter winter. In fact, they might actually prefer it. Why should we care if the season is getting shorter?
Well, we all enjoy the Great Lakes. There are folks that enjoy the summertime aspect of the lakes and others that enjoy what winter offers and with ice and ice fishing. And so I think it's important to understand if there's change happening in our lakes, what that means. It might not always be obvious, or even the effect might not be immediate in such that it impacts something that we like, but it could lead to something that we don't like, or changes the way we interact with the lakes or enjoy about living near the Great Lakes down the road.
Yeah. Well, a lot of research already exists showing that global temperatures are rising and that over the long term, ice cover on the Great Lakes is decreasing. What does this study add to that existing body of research?
Right. So we came into this knowing that trends in the Great Lakes specifically have shown that ice is decreasing since the 70s. And we know globally lakes are losing ice, small lakes, not just large ones. But that's really just one narrow view of what winter is if we think about winter from a lake's perspective. And so we wanted to look at areas that maybe don't get ice in most winters. Like Lake Ontario, for instance, rarely freezes to a significant degree. But that doesn't mean that it's not, say, losing what we might consider winter. And so we wanted to add a new dimension to say, let's not just look at temperatures, but let's look at really what temperature can indicate in terms of how the lake functions and what we might call winter from a lake's perspective.
Got it. And so when we look at what you found, you know, historically the lakes have turned over twice a year. In the summer, the coldest water is at the bottom. In the winter, it's at the top. But shorter winters affect that mixing. What impact does that have on the lakes and their health?
When you get inversely stratified, which means it's colder on top and slightly warmer at the bottom, those kinds of days, or even ice covered, which is an extreme version of that, we know that that can really impact how the wind puts energy into the lake. So if the lake is the same temperature from top to bottom, the wind can really do a good job of mixing that water and circulating it. And so that pushes oxygen through the lake column, that pushes nutrients around. In the wintertime, when you get ice coverage or say a strong enough stratification in the temperature of the water column, that can inhibit those processes. And so that can limit how far oxygen is mixed down or how nutrients are moved around. And that impacts the things that live in there, right? So things that live at the bottom that are eating, waiting for certain nutrients to come down to their level, they may not get those underneath the ice-covered lake situation, where in a mixed situation, those nutrients are able to mix down to them.
Okay, and so that would have an impact not just on the animals that live in those Great Lakes, but also on the people and the communities that depend on things like ice fishing, for example. Do you expect this trend of shortening winters to continue?
So we haven't projected these results out using, say, climate change information or climate projections. But based on what we know, right, projections are showing that temperatures in the wintertime and really around the year tend to be increasing. And so we expect these trends to continue. The question would be at what rate? And would we see a continual drop of ice? Would some areas become ice-free at a certain point in the future? That remains to be seen.
Eric Anderson, associate professor with the Colorado School of Mines and self-described lakeographer. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.